Second Amendment sanctuary resolutions continue to pass county commissions each week in North Carolina, with Yancey County becoming the latest to join on Monday. Macon County won't be joining the movement, for now. BPR was at the packed county commissioners meeting Tuesday evening. It was standing room only as over 100 people packed into the Macon County Courthouse in Franklin for the meeting. Gun rights supporters were disappointed from the start, as the resolution that resident Donnie Holden said he'd write to create a Second Amendment sanctuary in Macon County was not on the agenda.
Please explain to me why, if you took an oath to the protection of this Constitution of the United States, why you would not want to do it every day for the rest of your life.
Commissioners explained Holden's resolution was one of almost 10 other resolutions they received from the community.
I sent one.
I got several of them.
All right. I appreciate it. You guys asked me to present it. I've done my job.
Susan Irving was among a large group dressed in black who spoke against the need for a Second Amendment sanctuary resolution.
The definition of a sanctuary is a place of refuge or rest, a place where you can feel at peace. We do not need a Second Amendment sanctuary in Macon County. We need people working together to make our community a safe and peaceful place.
Sheriff Robbie Holland presented a draft of a Second Amendment protections resolution written by the North Carolina Sheriff's Association. He says he will do his job regardless of any resolution.
Take the sufficient time and make the right decision. So when you make that decision, they may be happy about you made it, and we could stand on it in a court of law.
As the meeting stretched past 3 hours, those gathered began to realize no vote on the resolution was coming. After some back and forth between commissioners and the crowd over when the most updated resolution had been sent from Holden, the commissioners agreed to hold off on a vote until their March meeting at the earliest. This is Lily Knepp, BPR News.